Sometimes watching videos is great and entertaining, but other times it would be really great to have a book or some sort of piece of reference material to go back and learn things from. Let's mash on that. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of. Hey, where's James? Isn't he supposed to be here right now?
Yeah, James should be here by now. Where is he?
My guy.
Oh. Oh, good. We
Hey, there
finished
it
the
is.
tunnel. Excellent.
Tunnel's done. I'm so glad we managed to finish that tunnel between our houses. Hey, James, we were just going to talk about how nice it would be if there was a book about ASP.NET Core out there that people could buy and read and use to learn ASP.NET Core.
Well, Simon, here's the thing. If such a book were to exist, there would probably have to be a lot of really good topics in it. So you'd probably, I mean, for most people, they'd want to understand, not only where things are today, but how we got here. Like we'd want to make sure that a book like that had some background on ASP.NET and talk about not only with the history of it, but also what influenced where we got to today. I think those would be really
Oh,
strong
okay.
things to talk about in a book.
So
Yeah,
it's not
things
just
like.
MVC, there's more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's more to MVC. There's, everything from there is the bread and butter pieces like models and views and controllers, but there's really a lot more points, extensibility points and things like that. There probably have to be a good running example, Simon, too.
Yeah, that would be nice. And it would be cool if that book covered things like, how to build your application and how to deploy it, and maybe a little bit about like Azure and web apps and those sorts of things. Gosh, that would be nice if such a book existed. And wouldn't it be cool if it talked about like being able to run on different platforms and being able to run inside of Docker
Oh, yeah, like
containers?
containers, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
And
those things are
helping
so cool.
people decide if running inside of a container and Docker or even using XPLAT stuff, if that was right for their team.
And wouldn't it be nice if like there was some discussion about how to get data from a database? Like
Yeah,
they
like
use
some
that
maybe some Entity
tool.
Framework pieces in there.
Yeah.
How
That would be
to get the
cool.
data out there, query your database, save it, and then of course displaying it on a page, maybe something about Razor views and
Razor
what's new
views.
there. Wow, that'd be an
Yeah.
amazing book.
Oh, it
That
sure
would sound like
would.
a pretty amazing book.
Especially, like wiring all that stuff up, that takes a lot of configuration. So the book would have to cover configuration. It would have to cover logging. And I mean, you have to have some kind of identity store behind that. You have to talk about security. There's a lot of stuff you could put in a book like that.
Yeah, how would like we connect all of those things together though? I mean, you'd have to have some way of like
Oh, like,
doing dependency injection or something like that.
yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice if it covered that too. And maybe like not just the default dependency injection container, but other stuff too, like the pluggable stuff.
Wow. Again, these are all incredible things, but then how would that really address, the interactivity or the look and feel of the site?
Yeah, a lot of people use JavaScript for that now. So maybe we can figure out like what the role of JavaScript would be and
There are problems though with JavaScript. I mean, Dave, you can speak to that.
yeah, I mean, you often end up pulling in 30 or 40 different JavaScript libraries. There's all these dependencies, you need to manage them somehow. It'd be great if it covered something like that, how you're going to manage all these dependencies. With things like,
Yeah.
there's NPM and there's Bower and there's Yarn and NuGet for C sharp things.
Yeah, and all of those things like they have to be combined and like bootstrap and all of those things to make it actually look good, because it's important to have an attractive looking website these days,
You need to
and a
make it
fast
pretty.
website too.
Yeah.
So you'd want to have like caching for things that made sense, and how to do that caching and how to reuse components across your website. So
It's
not
not
only
just
the
about caching. Sometimes being fast means being able to reuse things you've already built. And like fast can mean just, time to market.
Yeah, but you still
And
want it to be correct.
yeah, if it can be fast and wrong, which doesn't really help, so it'd be great if if there was something in there about testing and how you're going to test all the various parts of your application.
And I mean, now that it's out there, you need to obviously there's ways that you're going to need to introduce new functionality as you go. There's going to be not only people that speak your native language, but other languages as well that are going to need to use it. And so that's ultimately going to end up to having to do some kind of rework. What's another word for rework? Maybe not rework exactly, but like enhancements and improvements along the way.
Like that Martin Fowler thing, refactoring.
Factoring.
That's the word he uses.
Factoring all over again.
Yeah, and then like once you had it built, you could organize everything together, so it made a whole lot of sense, and everything just plumbed up nicely.
Now that we say that all, it's starting to sound a little familiar.
I think it is.
Yeah, it sounds like a book that we might have written, in fact.
Well, you do say.
I say exactly that. Yeah.
Well, I happen to think you're right. This is actually, as tongue-in-cheek as it is, this is pretty much the listing of chapters from the book that we wrote.
It's weirdly coincidental.
It even went in the same order. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, so let's say that people were interested in this book. How could they get their hands on a copy of it?
Well, I happen to know for a fact that right below this video, there's a link for viewers.
Right down there?
Right over there a little bit more. Nice. Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell from here because I'm on the other side of Canada now. But I'm pretty sure that link in there would give them all of the information they need to track down and find such an indispensable resource.
That would be great. I hope that people take advantage of that and buy copies and give us the 12 cents that we get for every copy.
If your husband or wife suffers from insomnia, this might be the perfect Christmas gift for them.
If you feel that your monitor is like 432 sheets of paper too low, you could prop it up with this.
Or if you would like to dive in and see a real working example of an application built on and using ASP.NET Core MVC, also a good option.
Well, I hope that everybody takes advantage of this and goes out and buys the book.
Instead of, please do the liking and the sharing and things like that as well. But if you have questions about the book or questions about ASP.NET Core, be sure to connect with us via the links below. Of course, the book is there, but as you all know, we also do all of this stuff pretty much for gratos. So feel free to hit us up on the GitHub repo, ask us questions, add issues to the repository. We are more than happy to help out and all of those things. And if we read a question, however it comes to us, of yours on the show, we are, of course, going to send you some handy-dandy notebook or laptop or MacBook Air improving monster stickers.
Great. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see everybody next week on another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters.
Cheers.